had an interesting window on children and Christmas when Santa showed up at Jeannie's Hope Community of Shalom after school learning event. My job was to take pictures. So that's what I did. I watched the children come up and talk to Santa, and Santa talked to the children again. I also watched some of the children talk to Santa's helpers. There was one little boy who told one of the other adults in the room, and I just happened to overhear it. "You know what I want for Christmas?" The adult said, "I'm not sure. What do you want?" He said, "I want 100 presents. 100 presents. "What are you going to do with 100 presents? Seems a little greedy and narcissistic on the face of it. And this 8-ish-year-old little boy said, "I want to take him to the orphanage so that every kid has a present." This kid got it. Love is the fullness of feeling. And he felt the opportunity. There was another little girl who I have about 4 pictures of because she sat on Santa's lap 4 times. Kept coming back. 9-ish little kid. First time she wanted an iPad. The next time it was a Barbie doll. And the next time she said to Santa, "Are you real?" And Santa said, "I'm as real as you want me to be." And I think all of those were sort of the test market approach to, well, what can I ask Santa for real? And the 4th time she came up, and I was kind of intrigued by this. And she said more quietly to Santa, "What I want for Christmas really is my family. My sisters are in jail." And then I thought, okay, Santa, what are you going to do with this one? And Santa said, almost without a beat, he said, "Santa knows where your sisters are, and Santa loves them, and Santa loves your family." And that's when it occurred to me that Santa and Jesus are more or less on the same team, and that what Jesus did by becoming one with us was to create a family, was to create, in effect, a church, which St. Paul called the body of Christ, taking its most dramatic form in the body of the child. Well, the body of this little child, when Santa told her that Santa would find her sisters and that he loved them all, did one of those kind of hugs that only a kid can really do, where they just sort of melt into you. And I believe that she understood that love would finally win. Love would win out, no matter what her circumstances. This little girl is not likely to live a life that is upwardly mobile and materially comfortable. But at least for that moment, in the face of a family that was fragmented, in this instance, by sisters in jail, she understood that there was more to it than just those circumstances. And I watched her feel the love. Well, not only do soon-to-be married couples get a little prism in my ministry, they also get a prayer. And the prayer that I always use at weddings is the one that was used at my own wedding, that was used at a wedding at which I only peripherally participated just a few months before Jeannie and I got married. And I've used that prayer, I've appropriated it, and use it ever since. And the punchline to the prayer is that God will find them at the end of every day. As the prayer says, may they be found at the end of each day as they are now, hand in hand, thanking you for each other. I think the answer to that prayer comes in the lives of couples, but it also comes in the life of our church. Because every week, we will find ourselves, if not completely hand in hand, simply sharing time and space and hearing the story again, that whatever you feel belongs in this place. And in whatever manner you experience life, you experience it in the company of us. And through us, you know that you are loved. All you need is love. It is the sum of all feelings. It is the reason for the season. For we are literally the body of Christ. And as we come around the manger to see that little body, we will feel it all again and know that it's true a little bit more true again this year. All you need is love. Amen.